You're listening to the Wave Express podcast, delivering everything you need to know to stay safe and profitable out on the road.
Well, I'd like to welcome everyone to this episode of our Transport podcast. I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Joe Braun. I'm currently serving as the president at Wave Express in Goshen, Indiana. We are an RV transport company. We specialize in doing that. We are a sibling organization to an older and possibly more recognizable brand, Horizon Transport, which is headquartered in Wakarusa, Indiana. We are under common ownership. In fact, we are transitioning to an employee ownership model, and it's kind of an exciting time for all of us who are involved in that transition. But what that means to you, the listener, is that each of us is becoming more like an owner of the company and less like just an employee. So we take that really seriously. We want to build value to the best of our ability, and that is intended to be an attractive feature to our market, to individuals who are driving for us, who are thinking about driving for us. We are in this together with you, and the better job we do for you, the more valuable our company is. That's why that's relevant. Anyhow, my background, I've been in transportation for a number of decades now. It's if I'm given permission to go back way back in history, I'd take us back to the year 2000 when I first contracted with FedEx Custom Critical. They are an expedite firm, the expedite division of FedEx, and what they specialize in are time-sensitive shipments of any kind, whether they be hazmat, military, factory shutdown. This was my introduction to transportation, and it was a bit like drinking from a fire hose, I can tell you. From there, I branched out into the vehicle transport sector by way of Quality Driveaway, which is one of our friendly competitors located in Goshen, Indiana. I spent a few years at Quality Driveaway, had a very positive experience there, enjoyed that work very much, but was really most impressed by how flexible the sector really is. And I was actually drawn away from the FedEx contract because it was so much more rigid and structured and high control out of necessity, not trying to knock FedEx, just a reality of things, a different sector, different niche. At Quality Driveaway, we had almost, I don't want to say unlimited flexibility, but compared to what I was used to, just a ton more flexibility in the work process, choosing what vehicles to deliver, where, long, short, in between, whether we wanted to work as a group or work individually. It was really fun and just attractive type of work, especially in comparison to the more rigid work that I'd done previously. Spent several years at Quality Driveway. I liked them very much, have very positive things to say about that organization. However, in 2005, by way of referral from a friend, and just be forewarned, we're going to talk about referrals a little later, and I hope that you'll take that part really seriously because I am really interested in getting your interest up in that. But referred by a friend to Horizon Transport, and I had an interview with the owner, Marion Schrock. Marion and I had pretty good chemistry, and I came to work for Horizon Transport in February. End of February 2005. I have been connected to to Horizon Transport since that time, directly and indirectly. I spent 3 years as that company's president, 2019, 2020, and 2021. And I don't mean to bore you with all these details, but I'd just like you to know kind of who you're hearing from and what my experience in the industry has been like. Most recently, I onboarded at Wave Express, as I mentioned, a sibling organization to Horizon Transport. I'm currently serving them as their president. So why stay in the same sector for so long, doing something similar for more than two decades? Well, number one, it is fun. This is some of the funnest work I have ever done. Delivering vehicles, I'm an overgrown kid. You might as well know that. I love things with motors, wheels, trailers. I just love that environment and the context of it. And the challenge of delivering those types of commodities while making it profitable has been a very stimulating challenge to me. It is not as easy as I think some are led to believe. And even those who are involved in it, I would challenge those individuals to consider, are they doing it at the level of profitability that they could be doing it at? Because there's certainly strata to the profitability that any one of us can achieve in this sector. So why stay for over two decades? Well, the fun, the flexibility, the fact that we are a robust member of the gigging economy. People who work in this trade enjoy freedom. They enjoy freedom from tyranny, if you will, of a punch clock, time clock, freedom from a boss that is overbearing or unpleasant to work for. You become your own boss, quite literally. And I hope you enjoy working for yourself, because that's what this is going to be about. If you're contemplating getting into it, if you are into it, you know exactly what I mean. You set your schedule. You choose what loads you're going to do. You certainly will develop favorites in terms of regions to take trips to. Specific destinations become known to you, and you look forward to making deliveries to those destinations. Again, one of the reasons I consider this sector very attractive is exactly that. You'll probably never, in a transport career, I would like to say you'll probably never exhaust new destinations, the opportunity for new destinations, and yet you will discover them as you go, and that will, some of them will be very delightful, others not as much, but you'll be able to choose which ones you add to your repeat customer lists. And of course, during that time, you'll develop favorite destinations and you'll seek loads to them. And that is quite normal and quite appropriate. So one of my reasons for staying involved in the industry is experiencing it at all of its levels. I came into it as a contract driveway driver for Quality Driveway with the context of the highly structured, highly rigorous FedEx environment, coming into the freedom and flexible environment at Quality Driveway and just delighting in it, being able to work with my friends and family members who were also involved in that part of transportation, in the vehicle delivery part, what we call drive away. By the way, if you're not familiar with that term, it's pretty simple. All it means is the thing you're delivering needs to be driven to the destination. It's not on a pallet. It's not in a shipping container. It is something you get in and sit down at the controls and you drive it to its destination. So we refer to that as drive away service. As long as I'm talking about the different services in this sector, I'll just go ahead and list the other two. One being tow away, which is power only. Those involved in the tow-away sector of vehicle transport own and operate anywhere from a 3/4-ton pickup truck all the way up to a Class 8 tractor trailer. And you're probably familiar with the term power only if you've worked in trucking. That's what tow-away is. It is a power-only service. In our sector, you're under contract to one of the carriers, either Horizon Transport or Wave or one of our friendly competitors like Quality Driveaway, which is their tow-away division is known as Foremost, a very good company. Anyway, I mentioned what drive-away is. It's where you're inside the vehicle driving it to the destination. Tow-away, power only, all the way from a 3/4-ton truck up to a large truck. And then there's a flatbed service line also, which that is exactly what it sounds like. It's a truck and trailer that is owned and or leased by the operator, and deliveries are made with freight on the deck of the flatbed trailer. Anyhow, like to mention a little bit more about why I believe the sector is worthy of staying in for as long a time as I have been in it. It really comes back to that freedom piece and the freedom to self-determine the level of revenue that you want to produce. In many ways, you're also able to determine the level of profit, the percentage of that revenue you will keep for yourself. And I'd like to spend just a few moments describing something about that. When I first got into the drive-away arena, if you will, the drive-away sector of transportation, I was used to being an owner-operator for FedEx. And the drive-away was vastly different in that it was so unstructured that you could jump in and start making deliveries, and you could actually lose money if you weren't careful. I'll give you an example. If you did not own a tow vehicle that you would drag with you to your delivery, you could take a drive-away piece someplace remote and spend more money getting back home than you were paid to go to that delivery. And that's no good. Nobody wants to do that. But it is that wide open and unstructured. So we are truly, truly independent contractors in this sector, truly exposed to the forces of profit and loss. and there is a learning curve. And the learning curve that I underwent had had a pretty nice upside over time. At first, I wasn't sure that it made sense to do it. It was fun, but I broke even on the first few deliveries that I made, and I wasn't really sure it was going to be financially attractive until I started learning some of the tricks of the trade and getting more efficient, getting better, hitting delivery time windows optimally based on when a dealership would be open to receive vehicles. All of these circumstances, all of these factors that affect profitability in our trade became more familiar to me. And at first, what seemed like maybe questionable in terms of profitability became really profitable and really interesting. And I started to make some pretty good money. And so when I say pretty good money, I mean the difference between hundreds of dollars a week and thousands of dollars a week. And I transitioned from the former to the latter, from making hundreds of profit to making thousands of profit. Not hundreds of thousands or tens of thousands, but in a given week, with the use of smart tactics, I was able to produce anywhere from 1,000 to 2,000, and sometimes more than that in terms of profit. I'm talking net, not gross. So the drive-away sector for me was very interesting. What made it more interesting over time was becoming more diversified as a service provider. So in the beginning, I was delivering box trucks, motorhomes, buses, and those are fine. Those are great commodities to get in and drive to the destination. But then I expanded out to more commercial type vehicles, bobtail semi-tractors, straight trucks that were utility type vehicles in nature, like powerline utility trucks, phone utility trucks. The vehicle, the weirdest vehicle I ever delivered, looked like a rolling scaffolding pileup. It was designed to pull onto the top side of a bridge, and then through hydraulics, it was able to unfold and reach under the bridge, so a person could actually walk down on steps to get under the bridge and do inspection and service work. And that was just an example of one of the weirder things that gets delivered via the drive-away modality. You get in and you drive that thing where it's good. That's about the only way to transport it. It's not going to go on a flatbed. It's certainly not going to get towed behind another truck in terms of delivering it economically. So the reason for staying in the trade for so long at first was just working through that learning curve, becoming more and more profitable, delivering more varied types of commodities and enjoying it and making good money at it and setting my own schedule and not having a boss other than myself. Yes, you still have to answer to authority like DOT enforcement officers, and you still have to hit the delivery window of the dealership you're driving to. That is not something you control. And sometimes the people there are kind of bossy, but they're customers. You know, so I'm not alluding to a line of work that is customer-free, but in terms of a direct reporting relationship to a boss, there isn't one. You're the boss, and you will answer to some people along the way, but you will be self-determining through much of those processes. And as I continued to work in the sector, I drew the attention of the ownership at Quality Driveway, and I was asked to come inside. I was maybe apparently doing something right, and they wanted me to help in terms of a leadership role within the organization. I accepted that, came inside at Quality Driveway, spent several years in that capacity, and continued to really love the fact that I was supporting people who were enjoying freedom, making good money, advancing in their trade, and it was positive all the way around. So as I describe these things, if you're somebody who's already in it, you've lived this journey too. And you know, you've experienced much of what I have described, whether it be as a drive-away contractor or as a tow-away contractor, where you have grown in terms of your ability to work smart, work efficiently, expand your profit margin. And as such, you're onto something, right? And as someone who is a sojourner, so to speak, in this trade, I would like to ask you to begin considering, have you brought anyone else into it? And I'll use myself as the first example. When I stopped and thought about it prior to making this episode, I thought, my goodness, I have literally brought dozens of people into this sector. And I didn't start out with the intention to do that. People just saw me having a good time, making money, and they said, hey, how do I get into that? And I told them, and I showed them how to get into it. And many times I groomed them personally, did some training with them, let them do some runs with me, had fun doing that. And some of them stayed with it and have done very well. Anyone that I ever referred into this, I will tell you, has had basically a positive experience, even if they didn't stay in it for a long period of time, even if they only used it as a patch to add to their income on a temporary basis. They enjoyed it, and they understood why people might enjoy it. I've never referred anyone into this trade who went, how dare you? Why did you do that to me? I hated it. I've never had that negative experience. Granted, probably a big reason for not having a negative experience and it all being positive is that I invested some time and some energy in onboarding them and getting them trained correctly in how to do things. And that goes a long way to that. So I would encourage you, the listener to this podcast episode, to consider if you're doing that, would you consider referring a friend, a family member? And the reason that I bring that topic up is, over the years, having been on the road myself and having worked inside in leadership positions within these companies, it is clear to me that our best people come from our best people. And rather than going out with a large fishing net and trying to recruit from the open market of talent out there, I would much rather do that through our own, through people who are already set up, established in the trade and operating, flourishing within it. I would like to look to those people as a resource for finding new talent and bringing that talent into our sector. So please give that some consideration. If you're one of us and you're doing this to your satisfaction and things are going well, listen, whether you refer people or not, people are going to come into this. To the degree that you're able to refer us some folks, they're going to be better people. With that said, let's talk for just a moment about better people. One of the trends that I've seen recently in transportation is the fact that there are harsher and harsher consequences to service failures that result in accidents and loss claims. And some of those become nuclear claims where people just go for vast amount of money. And that, or it becomes a road rage situation where two or more people end up hating each other out there. And guys and gals, that is just so worthy of steering away from, literally and figuratively. And I'll give you an example. I was recently exposed to a really neat place out in Oregon called Thunder Ranch. And they do self-defense training. They train people to defend their own homes from intruders and things like that. It's run by a guy named Clint Smith, and he's a tough old vet, knows what he's talking about. And one of the things that Mr. Smith requires of people coming into his program is that they take an oath of sorts. They make a commitment that they are going to conduct themselves from the time they leave that training forward as completely civil people. They commit to total civility because Clint is going to train them to be kind of dangerous. And you don't want dangerous people out there who aren't bound to measures of civility. And so at the beginning of Clint's training, he'll say to people, look, your middle finger is no longer operational. It doesn't work. You'll never use it again, or you're not coming through my class. Your mouth is here from here forward. No longer permitted to speak freely. You will speak with civility. You will be polite. When somebody cuts in front of you or does something wrong, you'll be very slow to react, very slow to anger. And I want to borrow from that training, and I want to graft it right into our conduct on the road as transport professionals. It is so valuable in that context. This what I call on-road chivalry, or if you like, civility. Today, I spoke to a group of drivers that was starting their career at Wave Express, and I thought about my commute into the office. And so I shared with this group that when I got in my truck and drove to the office this morning, it was not a surprise to me that I encountered some people that I felt weren't great drivers. I expected that. And as professionals, I would like to encourage us all to be honest with ourselves. It should not be a surprise. When we encounter people on the road who aren't as skilled as we are, who aren't as courteous as we are, who aren't as aware of their surroundings as us professional drivers are, we expect to encounter those folks. And that is part of the job. It's part of the task of doing this work well. I want to ask you, every time you get behind the wheel, give that a moment's thought, maybe more. You're going to encounter some people today who are going to test you. And I want you to prepare yourself to pass that test like a true professional. When those people get into your orbit, get into your atmosphere, do not take the bait. Do not get sucked into road rage, because you already knew they were going to be part of the experience. There's no surprise. There's nothing about that that should shock you. They're out there. And as a professional, you're going to be prepared to meet them and handle them correctly. Let them move on. Let them be somebody else's problem, not yours. If they need to cut you off and get in the way, I would recommend that we let them do that and give them some space. And not to be a pushover, but to be very slow to react, very slow to any form of anger that would affect your control inputs in the cockpit of your vehicle. It's just, it's beneath us, frankly, okay? Because we know they're out there. We know that we'll encounter that day by day. And in this episode of this podcast, I would just like to encourage you, in addition to referring the best people into the trade from our best people, probably you, for example, let's be those best people. And let's not be the type of driver who adds poo to the pile, if you will. When we encounter a problem, we shrink the problem. We don't grow the problem. You're going to save lives. You're going to save limbs. You're going to save losses by conducting your operation in this format. So that's my message to wrap up this podcast. And I really appreciate you listening through it and getting here toward the end of it. Appreciate you letting me introduce myself, Joe Braun, president at Wave Express. I'll be bringing guests into this podcast in the future, people who are experienced in maybe slightly different ways than I am and who can add different perspectives and round this thing out a little bit more. Meanwhile, keep referring those good people to our enterprise and keep committing on-road chivalry on a day-to-day basis. We're counting on you to do it. A lot of people out there who don't even know that they were saved by you, I can't say they're counting on it because they're not aware enough to be counting on it, but you're going to save them because of the work that you do and how you do it. Listen, thanks for being part of the Transport Podcast, and thank you for being a safe driver out on the road. Joe Braun, signing off.